You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
You want the money, but there's no bridge to get you there. You get your feelings hurt, we don't see you. You got grown men that want to be multi-millionaires, and something they don't like in church, they say, I got church hurt, I ain't going there no more. And we coddle it. That's not strength. Strength is, it doesn't matter how you hurt me. It doesn't matter what I had to go through or how many mosquito bites I had to go through. It doesn't matter how tired I am. I got responsibilities.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Dedication and Discipline. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 11 through 13.
I'm going to show you some keys, the key factor to achievement. I believe our dedication and our discipline are key factors to our success or achievement. Let me say it again. Your dedication and your discipline is a key factor to your achievements or your success. Even the things that you will fulfill in life, nothing powerful ever comes without dedication and discipline. If you're going to buy a plot of land, you have to save some money. If you're going to build good credit, you have to deny self and pay your bills before they're due. If you want to raise your credit score higher, you got to pay bills before they're due. You got to watch your debt ratio. If you never heard that, you really need work on your credit. Man, I'm preaching stuff, people, they used to, ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? You had enough, ain't he all right, shouting and spinning. Well, what about how you going to work with your debt? I'm a pastor. You want to see how I really flow? Travel with me and you'll see how I lay it down. Because I'm not pastoring those people. I'm the apostle. But here I pastor. I'm trying to give you something that's going to help you to develop your life. Amen. Your digital character score is your credit score. And if you have $10,000 credit limit on a credit card, you can't have $9,000 debt on it. You got to reduce it to under 30%. Reduce it to under 30. So if it's a $10,000 limit, you got to keep it, the balance, under $3,000. If you have to go over, you got to buy an AC unit. Okay, but you got to get it under $3,000 as soon as you can so it doesn't impact your credit score. When you got an 814 credit score, when you got an 814 credit score, 850 is the max. You can step on any car lot. They jump. Oh, God. You don't, it doesn't matter what color you are. They racist. No, they looked at 550. They don't like to give. No. Pray, Bishop, pray. Pray what? A woman is born with intrinsic value in her virginity and her ability to say no. A man has to earn it. That's why it's harder for you, man. And it should be. Discipline yourself. If you're expecting people to give you honor, you have to earn it. The woman comes out with it. Are you saying she don't have to work? No, she has an intrinsic value in her virginity. She has not been polluted. And anybody that violates her pollutes her. That's why you'll go to jail. Oh my God. The man has to earn it. You don't get it because you got nice hair or because you look good. They give it to you today. The rap boys messed you up. But in terms of what God sees and your intrinsic value, you have to earn it. You got to be able to take care of something. Start with a yard. Oh, my God. Start with a garbage can. Take it to the road, man. Why do I have to remind you? I ain't mad. Let me calm down, man. You want people to compliment you at 13, 15, 19? For what? What did you earn? You got to go to work. I need a woman that's going to help me. What? No, you need to be able to help her. Let me help you with that. Sit over there. I got this. Let me help you with that. Sit over there. I got this. Oh, I get. Now, listen, inside of her, she'd be like, yeah, I finally found one. She may act crazy, but don't look at that. Don't let that bother you. Sit down. I got it. Sit behind. Down. That's why I'm trying to grow these young men. Yes. You will slow down their growth if you start buddying up and meeting with them and having sex with them. You slow me down. Dedication provides the unwavering commitment that's needed to grow. If I was a coach, let me just give you a history here. I'm not a coach, but I believe I could be a great coach. I'm not a star, but I could be a great coach. I understand. Our men's ministry went to Lake Placid several years ago. Sedarius Blaine, who's now working on TV, he's a movie star. He went with us, and he was maybe 13 at the time. And so I took him myself, and I told him he was going to grow. I'm saying maybe 3 years later, he grew a foot in a year. It's crazy, man. But anyway, we went to Lake Placid, and there was a group. We were the African-American group that was down there. Several men's groups met down there, and it was good. It was pleasant. Good food, good fellowship. We had a wonderful time as we went over the word. And anyway, they started a basketball tournament. And so our men were playing, of course, had some pretty decent players and everything, but we won. And the other teams that were good, they won. But they played us back to back. So, in other words, we won our game, then we had to play another team right without resting. And it's like, well, that wasn't fair. Other team, all fresh, came out. We won the second time. Now they wanted to play us the third time for the championship, but we hadn't rested. And I was on the sideline. I said, do you want to be a champion? If you want to be a champion, I need you to dig deep. Stop complaining. And the men just shifted. I wasn't the one slamming. I didn't play no game. But I said, you want to be a champion? I know what's inside of you. Man, listen. They rose to the occasion. A guy named Steve Frisbee was on the team. I didn't know he was a college basketball player. He toned down his gifts. But man, when he saw the chips were down, he just went off. I mean, listen. He could pass. His name is Steve Frisbee. He was a member of his church, he and his family, in 1999. And he could pass. He could slam backwards. Man, he took off. He just took off. He stretched, he jabbed with his feet, and then slammed. I mean, he just took over the game. Everybody was like, hey, I used the word dang in my house. I was talking to my daughter, I said, dang. And Megan started saying, guess what the baby said? Dang. I'm telling you, no, y'all better be careful what you say. The little boy said, dang. They got it. They recorded it. I'm telling you the truth. So I got to watch. He said it, man. He said it. Just as clear Dang. But anyway, that's what I was saying on the sideline. Dang. They just took off. But it was because I believe somebody said, we're not going to complain about retired. I know you got to dig deeper. And some of you are complaining about, okay, maybe you weren't treated right. You got enough in your DNA to rally around purpose and you can rise up out of the ashes. It's in your DNA. And you need somebody to tell you, stop complaining. You don't quit your job because you don't like it. Discipline, dedication. You got a family. You got a future. You got people depending on you. Get up and shake it off. Then slam your way to success. So why is dedication and discipline important? Write it down. It's a bridge to achievements. Dedication and discipline, fellows, women of God, children of the Most High, is a bridge to achievements. And if I were to erect a bridge, a ministry, I'm going to make sure dedication and discipline is a part of its engineering. And if you're going to do anything successful here at Truth Revealed or in your family, bring discipline and dedication with you. This is powerful. Please write it down. Disciplines is the bridge between goals and achievements, accomplishments. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. So you got your goal here and your accomplishment over there. Your dedication and discipline is the bridge to get you there. Let me put it this way. You got goals here and you got accomplishments, future accomplishments, wishful thinking over there, vision over there, and you got a gulf between you. A body of water, and you can't, it's too big for you to step on or to cross over just by stepping. You need to have a structure now to help you to cross from your goal to get you to accomplishments. And your dedication is that framework. There is a long bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. And you can name some places. There are long bridges in California as well. There's some bridges all over. There's some wonderful stuff that man has engineered. But in Baltimore, Maryland, there's a long bridge. Somebody engineered it. Somebody said, for us to get goods and services over there, we're going to have to do something that's unusual. We're going to have to build something that can stand weight and is higher. It takes you above everything else. And you're able to travel on it and cross over where people in previous generations weren't able to get goods and services over there. But because of this structure, we can ride over. Some people just riding, but they don't understand the thought of the previous generation to pull two bodies of land together by building a bridge. And what I'm trying to do is build a highway to the heavens. I'm trying to get some young men from being adolescent and immature. The goal is to get them over there, and the accomplishment is to mature them to be men. So what is the bridge to get them there? It's discipline and dedication. You want me to pass your mic, but you only come to church once a month. You want to sing, and all they got is old people singing, but I can't get you to come to practice. You've been watching reels, and you see boys rapping, so you want a stage, but I can't get you to discipline yourself. You want goals to be accomplished, but there is no bridge to get you there. You want the money, but there's no bridge to get you there. You get your feelings hurt. We don't see you. You got grown men that want to be multi-millionaires, and something they don't like in church, they say, I got church, but I ain't going there no more. And we coddle it. That's not strength. Strength is, it doesn't matter how you hurt me. It doesn't matter what I had to go through or how many mosquito bites I had to go through. It doesn't matter how tired I am. I got responsibilities. I'm going to put my first foot forward, and I may have to be in this vice for 3 years, but I'm going to do what I need to do because my goal is real to me, and I have a future goal, and I need to make sure I put a bridge there to get me there. So your discipline is that bridge. Why is it torn down? Last year, a major tragedy happened. A boat ran into a bridge up in the Northeast. It knocked down goods and services. Several people were killed. Did it bother anybody? Did anybody pay attention? Or were we still watching games and playing games and rapping and doing all this other stuff instead of looking at how the infrastructure of the nation can be damaged and goods and services locked up? You got boats with all of these goods and services that we can't get locked up in the harbor because of one accident. You don't understand what you can lock up in your life if you make one bad decision. As a man now, listen, as a man, that you can make a decision and lock up goods and services to your family for decades because you made a bad decision on when you should buy this or what you should do over there. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. This is why we need to have sense here. We can't be emotional. Glory to God. Our ladies can be emotional, but they need a man that has stability. God made them that way. They came from the rib, glory to God, that's close to heart. They're supposed to be emotional, but we should have some type of structure here. So let's look at that. Maybe we need to wait over here. This should come, the structure and the order should come from you, man. Glory to God. And when we get emotional, we need them to be stable for us. But it shouldn't be all of the time. We can't afford that. All that she got to tell you that all the time. Glory to God. And I'm preaching today. It's also essential to growth and success. Discipline is critical for growth and success because you need it to engage in personal development. Disciplines help you to cultivate healthy habits. Healthy habits. You cultivate healthy habit. Write it down. We're all slaves to habit. Every one of us, including myself. I drink coffee in the morning, one cup, and I usually meditate, put my feet on the side of the bed and think. It's a habit. When I come in, I usually check the doors of my house before I lay down. It's a habit. I make sure that we have a smoke alarm, and I believe we should have an alarm system. Sometimes I don't kick it in, Pastor Doug. I have to remember to check it when I come in the house, because if I don't check it and she has it on, it's going to be a wee-wee, I mean, real loud. I think like that. I don't just think about shoes and Jordans. What about a smoke detector? That means what happens if we sleep? I can't sense smoke. I can't sense gas. Because if you sleep, you wouldn't know. Or if you're drunk. Or if you're high. And you got a little baby. I heard a story of a man's child being raped right there. She got the key in. The man took her, raped her on the front porch, and he inside and he can't tell. Because he was high. And I believe a lot of tragedy takes place because we too high. And I'm trying to wake you up. We have to cultivate healthy habits. We're all slaves to habit. For years, I was the first one to get here and the last one to leave. Now I'm not the first to get here. Others have taken the step to be here first. A lot of times I may be the last to leave, especially on Saturdays. But that's just the way it is. We're all slaves to habit. Make sure you subdue your bad habits with good ones. Replace them. You got a bad habit? You need to do this before you go to sleep or that? You need to watch this before you rest? Turn it to worship music. Turn off your phone and your videos and start investing in your future. God will bless you. Write it down and I'm about to close. Disciplines and dedication helps to build resilience. One of the best conferences I've ever seen was the last women's conference about resilience. I believe it was resilience. Maybe that was the, was it resilience, last one? Anyway, it was good for me. That one was powerful. That resilience conference was off the chain. It's not that none of them aren't good, and they're about to celebrate 20 years this year, Pastor and the team. But what I'm excited about was the message of resilience. I think I needed that myself. And disciplines build resilience. And you build resilience when you persevere through challenges, even setbacks. Thank you, Lord. Have you ever worked on a project and all of a sudden the whole thing crumbles and you got to start over again? Have you ever set a goal, man, and had a dream and you've been working on it, dreaming about it for years, and all of a sudden it crashes? I know people who are married, they dream about a future. Next thing you know, spouse dies. What do you do? What do you do when your plans are interrupted? The discipline now is the bridge between your plan and your success. It helps to build resilience. That's the ability to bounce back when there's a deficit. The Bible says if we cannot bounce back, that means our strength was small. So you don't know if your strength is small until there's a setback. But you can also guarantee strength by enduring challenges now. So whatever you're facing now and you do it successfully will help to build resilience when you face the maximum setback. How do you manage it now? 2022, our building across the street burned down on a Tuesday morning. I got a call that your building is on fire and the fire department was here. I thought it was the Alliance building, and I was grieving over my dogs. I had two dogs there, two Malinois, Belgian Malinois, Akita and Luke, and I was like, they're going to burn up. I don't know, that's what came, they were alive, and I just, man, what kind of, I don't want to see animals burn up or children. I didn't know it was across the street from the church. And then as I'm on my way here, they said, it's not the Alliance building, it's the old bank. I said, whoa, I hope no flames don't come across the street. I got out here, man, the fire department was here. It was so hot over there. That it was amazing. I was amazed with how the flames were coming out the top of it. And we were about to open up a cold night show to the next day. And that means kids would have been inside. So I started thinking about that. I'm looking at the ash, but I say God preserved us from major catastrophe. I had $30,000 worth of equipment myself inside that I never recovered, that I put over there, that I saved throughout the 20 some odd years of pastoring. My bishopric stuff, my library, I had a whole sound system for the new church that I believe we were going to start in Titusville that I purchased. I had 3 Segways over there. One of them was for security, $12,000. I didn't think about that. You know what I thought about? If that burned up while kids were inside, I don't know if I could live with myself.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Dedication and Discipline, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, don't miss out. Join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the Sanctuary at 10 a.m. And get ready for Awakened Fellowship on Saturday, May 24th at 9 a.m. It's going to be an inspiring time of growth and connection. Home Ownership Made Simple. Join Financial IQ for steps to purchasing a home on Saturday, June 21st from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the TR Fellowship Hall. This event is open to the public. Registration is required because seating is limited. Register now on the TR app, the website, or scan the QR code and take your first step toward owning a home.
Registration is now open for VBS 2025 Hip Hop Hope 2.0, taking place from Monday, July 21st to Friday, July 25th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR mobile app. For more information, email vbs@truthreveal.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.